Tremere isn't waiting for an introduction and flying into the ring. Rocket is quick to put his dress shoes to work on the big man, taking hold of the ropes. Rocket takes advantage of the leverage, driving his foot into the throat of Tremere. Immediately the referee calls for Rocket to break the hold and releasing the pressure. Tommy Rocket follows with the stomp to the leather gimp mask of Tremere, pulling a 300-pound animal from his back. Rocket launches the challenger into the ropes with a hard Irish whip, and Tremere arches his back in pain from the impact. Kick to the stomach of Tremere leads to a Tommy Rocket full low uppercut, and that had a hurt. Knife edge chops to the leather one piece, and Tommy Rocket is emptying the tank. Chop to the chest, again, again, and again. Tremere slumps to one knee, and Tommy Rocket plays the challenger flat on his back with a brutal knee lift. Turning backwards towards Tremere, the television champion nods his head, telling everyone in attendance that he's got it all under control. Oh, look out! Tremere is up and he's charging like a bull. How the hell did he recover? Clothesline from Tommy Rocket, head over heels, and landing flat on his back after a 360-degree tailspin. Tommy Rocket looks up at Tremere in absolute horror. Rocket backs up into the corner, begging for his life, in prayer position, shaking his head no, and Tremere responds by stomping a mud hole in the inventor of communism, dragging Rocket back into the center of the ring. Tremere dumps him on his head with a tough love front falling pile driver. Ooh, and hook in the leg. Here's the cover and the count. One, two. Tommy Rocket kicks out, and I believe Tremere's actually happy that Rocket did it. Talk about sickos. After watching Tremere for several months, I can say this. Tremere works moves during his matches at his own pace. Slow, methodical, exact. But something snaps inside his head sometime during the match and he takes an unnecessary risk. It's because of his irrational thinking that I personally feel Tremere has injured more wrestlers than he has victories. Off the canvas by Itarian, into the ropes goes the champion, and before he can even say fee-fi-fo-fum, Tremere lifts the big boot, and Rocket comes tumbling down, just like a bum, through the ropes and down onto the hard concrete floor. Tommy Rocket better look out, because the monster is following him, over the top rope and down onto the floor. Rocket comes into the guardrail, and my god, that had a hurt. Arching his back from the sting, the challenger hurls a champion head over heels into the steel stairs. And Tommy Rocket right now is in deep trouble. Early in the bout, Rocket used up a tremendous amount of energy with power moves, and from what I've seen thus far, it didn't even dent the armor of Tremere. Snapping a steel chair closed, Tremere begs Rocket to get to his feet, and here comes the pain. Super kick to the face of Tremere, and dropping the steel chair, Tommy Rocket tackles a big man onto the floor, punches and punches by Rocket, riddles Tremere's defenses, and exhausted Tommy Rocket points to the back of the ring, wobbling up, and he's in extreme amount of pain. Rocket is mounting the apron and leaping off. The leg drop rolls out of the way, holding his ass like a dog with arms. Tommy Rocket falls flat on his side, and I think it's just a matter of time before Tremere decides to mercifully end this bout, yanking the champion off his feet. Tremere flings the lighter Rocket into the steel post, and crumpling in a mass of human flesh, Tommy Rocket is all but finished. Oh, no, no, no. Tremere is not finished. Not the Spanish announcer's table. No, not the Spanish announcer's table. Pulling out the monitors and evicting the Spanish announcers from their area, Tremere pulls Tommy Rocket to his feet, jamming the champion's head between his massive, powerful legs up into powerbomb position. And this show is brought to an end. Oh, my God! Covered in cables and debris, Tommy Rocket is out cold, and we're looking into the face of the brand new WWA World Television Champion. Rolling Rocket back into the ring, Tremere is slow to follow, and Tommy Rocket, believe it or not, is struggling to get to his feet. Closing in is Tremere, and Rocket is just too hurt to fight back. Irish whip into the rope by Tremere, and he's setting up a power slam. Here's the tilt. Counter Rocket, counter the power slam with an the challenger is seriously hurt. Tremere's down. Tremere's down. Tremere's down. Rocket struggling to his feet with the aid of the rope and
Rocket
limping
ride.
Towards the corner. He's calling for his Rocket Ride flying elbow finisher. Wobbling to the highest point in the ring. Rocket leaps into the air. And here he comes. Yes! Rocket Ride on Tremere lands smack dab in the middle of the madman's chest. And here's the cover and the count. 1, 2, 3, Tommy Rocket just pinned Tremere. I don't believe it.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall, and still WEWA's World Television Champion, I give you Tommy Rocket!
Tommy Rocket collapses in the center of the ring with a TV title and rolling to the outside. He looks back into the ring, stunned, as Tremere is still trying to figure out which way is up. Tommy Rocket has definitely impressed me this week, and if he continues in this fashion, he's gonna get another shot at the World Heavyweight Championship, currently held by none other than Eddie Alvarez. For now, Tommy Rocket can celebrate the fact that he is, without a shadow of a doubt, a WWE champion, and right now, no one can take that away from him.